亲爱的朋友们，欢迎你们再一次收听复兴之声节目，这里是大卫弟兄。我们今天将在这个节目里继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列的讲道信息，这个系列的主题就是耶稣显明神，讲到耶稣三年半在地上所言所行，就将天上的父神显明给我们知道。在今天的信息里面，神的老仆人将要讲到这个题目，耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。这是在约翰福音第11章25节讲到，我们一个信耶稣的人是不怕死的人，死了乃是换一个住处，我们有更美的家乡是在天上，所以我们不再惧怕死亡，我们乃是胜过了死亡。今天我们基督徒不是以世上的事物为满足，我们总不是留恋于这地上的一切，因为我们有一个更美的家乡，我们乃是要得到天上的产业，那永恒不止息的生命。在圣经上讲，我们不过是个寄居的，是个客旅，在地上我们没有产业，我们乃是要以神自己为我们的满足。在今天的信息之前，让我们先分享一首诗歌，空谷的回音，唯有耶稣基督能够满足我们空虚的心灵。
我是空谷的回音，四处寻找我的心，万片溪水和山林，我心依然无处寻。
他曾满足幸福，手足心，想他。 No temas. Don't fear.
不要怕。
Fear not.
不要怕。
That's what that words, verse in the scripture wants to say.
那就是圣经节那边要讲的。
Those that belong to God don't need to fear.
凡属于神的人不需要害怕。
And fear will always destroy faith.
惧怕总是会摧毁信心。
And the more faith we have, the less fear we'll have.
我们越有信心，惧怕就越少。
Because he says, "You are mine." In other words, we belong to God.
因为神说了，你是属我的。换句话说，我们是属于神的，他是我们的父。
We've been born into his family.
我们已经重生进到他的家中。
He says, "You're mine."
他说，你是属于我的。
One of the works or the place that a father fulfills in a family.
父亲在家中的一个地位，或说他在家中的工作。
Is to protect the family.
就是要保护家人。
Especially in older days,
特别是在古时候
gone by, many days
就是很久以前
the life was much more precarious and vulnerable.
那个时候的人生变化多端，人很容易受到伤害
and especially in the smaller towns,
特别是在比较小的城镇里面
especially in China,
特别是在中国
there are all kinds ofroving bands of marauders.
有各种各样的强盗会抢东西的。
Soldiers that had no place in a war.
有军人他们已经不再打仗的。
Or warlords.
或者是有军阀。
They wanted to conquer another city.
他们想要征服另外一座城。
Or bands of thieves and robbers.
或是有一群的强盗小偷。
And every young man had to learn how to use a sword.
每个年轻人都必须学会怎么样用剑。
How to use weapons of war.
怎么样用能够打仗的武器。
And when they got married, when a young man got married and had his family,
当一个年轻人结了婚，有他的家人了。
He had to be able to protect his family.
他要能够保护他的家庭。
And that's one of the positions that a man accepts when he takes on a wife and a family.
这就是当一个人娶妻有成立了家庭以后他所要担负的责任。
God is our father.
神是我们的父。
He takes seriously his place of protection.
他很认真地担任了保护的角色。
And you'll find someday when you stand before God,
将来有一天当你站在神的面前的时候你会发现
that you have been protected a thousand times more than you now know.
你受到神的保护是一直受到保护，千万次远超过你现在所知道的。
You have a guardian angel that's with you all the time.
你有一位守护的天使时时在你的旁边。
Sometimes you see it.
有时候你会看到。
Sometimes something happens, it's almost.
有时候有些事情差一点要发生了。
But doesn't happen.
但是却没有发生。
Maybe you fall.
或许你跌倒了。
You hurt yourself.
你受伤了。
But you almost really broke something.
或说你差一点要把一些东西弄破了，弄碎，但是还没有。
Someone was there to help you.
有一位在那里帮助你的。
And you'll find out when you get to heaven.
当你到天上的时候，你就会发现了。
That many, many, many times you have been protected.
许许多多次你都受到了保护。
Sometimes you were that far away from a bad wreck.
有时候你离一个很糟糕的车祸就只有这么一点点的远。
But just that far away.
但是就是这样子一点点远。
I remember I was driving many years ago.
我记得很多年前我正在开车的时候。
Snow covered the ground.
那个时候雨都遮盖了地上。
Snow and ice covered the highway.
在高速公路上都遍布了雪还有冰。
About 2 o'clock in the morning.
那时候差不多是清晨2点钟。
The road had many curves.
那个路有很多的弯道。
Up in the mountains.
是在山上。
Up in Oregon.
在奥瑞冈。
And suddenly,
忽然间。
I don't know how it happened.
我不晓得是怎么发生的。
But I saw this big curve ahead of me.
我看到我前面有一个很大的弯道。
And something told me or let me know or showed me, I don't know what.
不晓得是怎么样，就是有东西好像告诉我，还是说让我知道。
There was a drunk man coming around that curve.
对面有一个喝醉的人要过来的。
On the wrong side of the road.
但是他不是在正确的车道，是在反过来的一边。
And we were going to collide.
这样子的话，我们就会相撞了。
And it was a blind curve. I couldn't see around it.
而且那个弯道是让我看不见后面的。
And I was so sure.
我很确定。
I went around that curve on the wrong side.
结果我就换到对方的车道了。
And right in the middle of it.
就在那个弯道的当中。
Here came another car fast.
有一辆车子就很快的开过来。
And he was on the wrong side too.
他也是在错的车道那边。
And we just passed, that's all.
所以我就这样子过去了，就没事了。
God watches over us.
神在看顾着我们。
He says, "You're mine. Don't fear."
他说你是属我的，你不要怕。
You belong to me.
你属于我。
Sometimes he lets things happen and then protects you.
有时候他让事情发生，然后再保护你。
I was in Australia.
我曾经在澳洲。
And the pastor had just come back from a conference.
那位牧师刚刚从一次特会回来。
And I was in his home.
我在他的家里面。
And he told me, he was all excited.
他告诉我他非常的兴奋。
The most strangest and wonderful thing happened.
因为有一件非常奇怪很奇妙的事情发生了。
Coming home from the conference.
他从特会回来。
And it was a wonderful conference and God had blessed.
那特会很奇妙，神也祝福了。
And there were five or six cars, one after the other, that belonged to the people of the church.
就是有五六辆车子都是教会的人在开着的。
And there was the first car, his friends, members of his church.
第一辆车是他的会友，他的朋友的车子。
He was the second car.
那这位牧师开的是第二辆车。
And they were in a mountain place.
他们是在山上。
And they were traveling along.
他们就这样子开着。
Very tranquil.
非常的宁静。
And suddenly there's a truck came around the curve.
忽然之间有一辆卡车从弯道要开过来了。
And another truck came around, passing.
还有另外一辆卡车也要通过。
And there's no room to go.
没有空间了。
Mountain on this side.
这面是山。
A deep cliff, ravine on this side.
那另外一边是很深的悬崖。
And there's no escape.
逃不过了。
And so there was a collision.
所以有撞车。
And the car rolled over the cliff. Rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled.
那个车子呢，就一直这样滚，一直滚，滚到下面去了。
There were five people in it.
那车子里面有五个人。
And the pastor said, "Me and my wife, we saw it."
那牧师说，我跟我太太亲眼看见了。
A window sprang open.
窗户忽然就打开来了。
And out of that window came a person.
从那窗户里面出来一个人。
Like you carry a child in both arms.
就好像你用双手这样子抱着一个小孩一样。
And they were kind of sitting position.
那好像那些人就像他们的位置是像坐的一样。
And they were carried out.
被这样带出去。
And placed over on a little knoll which was covered with grass.
被放在一小块的土上面，那个就是土上面还有草的。
And then came the second one.
然后第二个也这样子的被带出来了。
And then came the third one.
然后第三个也这样子被带出来。
And the fourth one.
还有第四个。
And the fifth one.
再来第五个。
And they're all set side by side over there.
他们都这样子并排的坐着。
He said, "I watched it happen."
他说我亲眼看这事情发生。
While the car rolled.
当这个。
Out the window came one, and out came another one, out came another one.
车子虽然这样子滚了，但是呢，就从车窗里一个一个的出来了。神让事情发生。
But everything was all right. No one was hurt.
但是一切都好好的，没有人受伤。
He said, "You're mine."
他说你是属我的。
Sometimes he takes care of us one way, and sometimes another way.
神有时候用一种方式照顾我们，有时候用另外一种方式。
But he's always taking care.
但是他总是在看顾着。
And that's why he says, "Don't fear."
这就是为什么他说你不要怕，你单单的信靠我。
Sometimes we'll even get hurt.
有时候我们甚至会受伤。
But many times, not as much as we could have been.
但是许许多多次，这受的伤的程度不像我们本来可能受的伤的那么厉害。而我们也知道。
I broke an arm.
我手臂摔断了。
But just a little more.And I broken my head.
但是如果要再严重一点的话，我的头都会摔掉了。
Don't fear.
不要怕。
I want to share with you a little bit out of the book of John.
我要从约翰福音来跟大家分享。
The 11th chapter.
第十一章。
And verse 25 and 26.
二十五节、二十六节，约翰福音十一章二十五、二十六节，耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？”
Jesus was talking to the sister.Of a man who had just died.
耶稣讲话的对象是一个刚刚死了弟弟的人。
Four days before.
是四天前死的。
I know that our sister that was here last Sunday ago, two Sundays ago.
我知道前几个礼拜都在我们这边的那位姐妹。
Passed away a few days ago.
几天前过世了。
Death.
死亡。
It's a mystery, isn't it?
这是个奥秘，对不对？
It's a great mystery.
这是一个很大的奥秘。
And in that mystery, Jesus said something so strange.
在这奥秘中，耶稣讲了一句很奇怪的话。
It looks like it doesn't make sense.
听起来好像没有什么意思。
He said, He that believeth in me shall never die.
他说，凡信我的就永远不死。
What is death?
死亡是什么呢？
It's such a mystery.
这是一个很大的奥秘。
It's such a strange thing.
是很奇怪的事情。
Death does not mean that life quits.
死亡意思不是说生命就此停止了。
It means that we are out of contact.
意思是我们失去了接触了。
It means that we are no longer in contact.With the things around us.
意思是我们不再跟我们周围的事情有接触。
Life is a strange thing.
生命是一件很奇怪的事情。
A mystery of life, a mystery of death.
有生命的奥秘，也有死亡的奥秘。
And that's why Jesus said, don't fear.
这就是为什么耶稣说，你不要怕。
He said, I have overcome death.
他说，我已经胜过了死亡。
He said something even more strange.
他讲了一句更奇怪的话。
He said, Martha, you know my name is Jesus.
他说，马大，你知道我的名字是耶稣。
And you call me the Christ.
你称我为基督。
But I have another name.
但是我有另外一个名字。
He said, I...am the resurrection.
他说我是复活。
Not that I can resurrect somebody.
不是说我能够使某一个人复活。
Not that I know there is a resurrection.
也不是说我知道有复活。
He said, I am.
他说我就是。
Me, I am resurrection.
我就是复活。
I'm life.
我就是生命。
And he went ahead and proved it. As you know, when he called Lazarus forth, didn't he?
你们都知道，他后来把拉撒路叫出来的时候证明了。
But he proved it still more.
但是他又更进一步的证明。
When he came out of the grave.
当他自己从坟墓里面出来的时候。
In other words, he was in complete control of death and life.
换句话说，他完全控制的生死。
He said, "No man's going to kill me, but I will give my life."
他说没有人能够把我杀死，而是我自己要舍命的。
He said, "I'll lay my life down."
他说我要把我的生命给放下来。
But I'm going to pick it up again.
但是我要再一次把这生命给拿起来。
A statement.
这是一句很了不起的话。有谁能够说这样子的话呢
？Tremendous, isn't it?
这是很了不起的。
I lay it down.
我能够舍命。
But I'm going to pick it up again.
但是我能够再一次的把生命给拾起来。
He said to his disciples.
他对他的门徒说。
You go on ahead.
你们往前去。
And I will meet you in Galilee. There, the lake at Galilee.
我会在加利利海那边跟你们相遇。
And then.
然后。
Something terrible happened.
可怕的事情发生了。
The soldiers came.
军兵来了。
And they arrested him.
逮捕了他。
And they put him in jail.
把他下到监牢里。
And they put chains on him.
把他上个锁链
and they condemned him,
定他的罪
and they beat him,
鞭打他
But he said,
但是他说,
I'm going to meet you in Galilee.
我要在加利利跟你们相遇。
But he couldn't do it.
但是他没办法做了。
He was tied up with chains.
他被锁链给绑住。
And then a little bit later,
然后又过了一会儿,
they crucified him.
被钉十字架。
And then,
然后,
they put him in the ground in the cave.
人们把他放到洞里了。
Buried him.
把他埋葬了。
The disciples were so sad.
门徒非常的伤心。
One day they said, several days later,
几天之后他们就说了,
I feel like going fishing over in Galilee.
我觉得我想要去加利利钓鱼。
And several others said, we'll go with you.
其他几个人说好吧我们跟你一起去。
So several of them, six or seven, they went up to Galilee.
所以他们就有六七个人一起去加利利。
And went fishing, just to relax, just to get everything out of their mind.
去那里钓鱼到那边放轻松一点不要想这个事情了。
And they fished all night.
他们整晚捕鱼。
And they didn't catch anything.
什么都没有捕到。
All tired.
都很累了。
Sun was coming up.
太阳要升起了。
They hadn't caught anything.
他们什么都没有捕着。
And when it got just a little bit more light,
当光又再出现了一点
Somebody was on the shore over there.
在海岸那边有一个人站着
And he called out to him.
那个人就喊他们
You catch anything?
你们有没有捕着什么呀
Well, a fisherman hates to hear that when he hasn't caught anything.
渔夫什么都没有捕着的时候很讨厌听到这样的话 他们说没有
He said, well, try the other side of the boat.
他们说你就试得到船另外一边 在那里下网
Something began to stir in them.
里面开始有东西搅动起来了。
We fished all night.
我们整晚捕鱼。
Who is he?
他知道什么？他是谁呀、
啊、？Oh well, threw the nets out. Boom! They filled up so fast.
好了，把网丢下去，结果网马上就给装满了。
And John said,
约翰说
，Peter,
彼得
，That's Jesus.
那是耶稣。
Well, didn't he say, I will meet you in Galilee?
他岂不是说我要在加利利跟你们相遇吗
Didn't he say that?
他岂不是那样说吗
Death could not stop him.
死亡没有办法拦阻他
Death could not stop him from keeping an appointment.
死亡没有办法拦阻他让他不守约
He even remembered it.
他记得的
You see,He's master of everything.
他是一切的主。
Of life and death.
是生死的主。
And as I said before, it's such a strange thing, life and death.
就像我刚才讲过，生死是很奇怪的事情。
I remember a few days ago.
我记得几天前。
Oh, it's been a couple months now.
已经是两三个月前的事情了。
One of the members of the church there in Benile.
在我们庇努伊勒教会的有一位会友过世了
And just a day or two before she slipped away
就在她过世的前两三天
I visited her
我去拜访她
She was totally unconscious
她完全没有知觉
Sitting at the edge of the where the bed was
我就坐在她的床边
It was in a home
是在她的家里面
There was a sister-in-law.
对不起，不是我，是有一位他的亲属坐在那边。
Completely unconverted.
是完全没有信主的。
And I walked into the room.
我走到那个房间里面。
And say the bed was where those chairs are.
然后就坐在那个椅子上。
I walked in.
我走进去。
And when I got about this far.
哦，譬如说这边是床好了，当我走到这边的时候。
I was aware of something.
我感觉到一些东西。
I crossed a line.
我越过了一个界限。
And there was this woman agonizing in coma.
这个女人她昏睡。
Breathing out her last.
在那边吸她最后的一口气。
And I said the strangest thing.
我说了一句很奇怪的话。
I thought I'm crazy, but I kept saying it.
我以为我疯了，但是我继续不断那样说。
I thought they must think I am a crazy person.
我想那些人一定以为我是疯子。
Do you know what I said?
你知道我说什么吗
？I said.This is so beautiful.
我说这里好美啊。
This is so beautiful.
这里好美啊。
And the unconverted woman looked at me.
她那位没有信主的亲戚看着我。
The first place, when I crossed that line, I stepped out, and it was just normal.
当我如果
I stepped in,
往后退的时候呢，一切又恢复正常。
Another world completely.
但是当我往前踏的时候，
The first thing I was conscious of
was
there are no devils here.
我所意识到的第一件事情是这里没有魔鬼。
It was a place where no devils were.
那个地方是魔鬼不存在的地方。
Just like snow just flowed over your mind and heart, and there was no harassment or molestation. It was such a peace.
就好像是雪一样的这样子。
Oh, there was just normal.
进到了你的整个的心意里面，在那里。
This is so beautiful.
在那里没有任何的搅扰，没有任何的仇敌来攻击你。
Suddenly, I realized.
我踏到那里，我就觉得很美。忽然之间，我就体认到。
The doors of heaven are open.
天上的门已经开了。
And then.
然后。
I said, the angels are here.
我说天使在这里。
I said, they're here.
我说他们在这里，现在就在这里。
And this unconverted woman said,
那位没有信主的亲戚说
Yes, I know.
是的，我知道。
I said, how do you know?
我问她说你怎么知道啊？
She said, well, my sister-in-law was counting them.
她说因为我那位亲属她在一个个算。
And she said, well, there's one.
他在说哦，这边有一个
And there's one.
那里有一个
And there's one.
那里有一个
And she counted six of them.
他算了有六个
As in another world.
那是另外一个世界
I could step out of it.
我从这边往后踏
Everything was normal. Couldn't see anything. Couldn't feel anything.
一切又恢复了正常看不见什么感觉不到什么
Cross that border,
但是越过了那个界限
It was another world.
就变成了另外一个世界
And the most beautiful world. All I could say wasThis is so beautiful.
我所能够说的是说这么美。
It wasn't beautiful at all.
他的身体躺在那里一点都不美。
But it was so beautiful.
可是那里好美。
I stepped into another world.
进到了另外一个世界。
A beautiful world.
一个美丽的世界。
And I knew that.
我知道的。
I knew last Sunday night.
我上个礼拜天晚上知道我们的姐妹要回家这位姐妹翻译的记得我讲的话吗
and she was ready.
她已经预备好了她抱着我她听到了我所说的一切
everything I said.
她也相信我所说的一切
He said, Jesus said, He that believeth in me shall never die.
耶稣说凡信我的就永远不死